Okay, today I have with me Nancy from Hollywood. How are you today, Nancy?
I'm feeling pretty well today, thank you.
Great, okay. Yeah. She's going to tell us a little bit about what happened with her arm. You had a pinched nerve, is that correct?
Yes, I have. I was diagnosed with a pinched nerve between C5 and C6 in my neck, mm-hmm. and I guess it had probably run the gamut over the last 5 months. It had gone down my shoulder and all the way down my arm into my small two fingers.
Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. Okay.
And I was getting tingling and sometimes actually numbness in my small two fingers.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in really great pain.
Okay. So what did you do for that?
Well, I have been to my MD, and then he had referred me to a neurologist, and mm-hmm. I've been to the neurologist, and of course everyone just doped me up with lots of pills and lots of dumb stuff, made me really stupid. And I had an EMI, and then I was going for the MRI, and just all kinds of tests and all kinds of prescriptions and things for arthritis, which I do have some of, but they were just doping me up totally with all kinds of medication.
Mm-hmm. And was it helping you at all?
It was helping me not at all. I was just feeling really stupid. Really, really stupid.
And the pain?
And not getting any relief from
right,
the pain at all.
The pain was still there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this was about 5 months ago.
Yeah, it's been over the last 5 months
okay.
or so.
Mm-hmm. So did they recommend anything else besides the pill?
Well, eventually they were certainly recommending that I have surgery.
Right.
And this, of course, is my last resort.
It should always be your last
resort. Last resort, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then what did you decide to do after that?
Well, actually, it was a very amazing thing that happened. My daughter and family and I went away for a retreat about 6 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And at that retreat, my daughter prayed with a gentleman who happens to be another one of Dr. Tong's patients.
Oh.
And she revealed in this prayer my pain level. And she was asking for prayer
mm-hmm.
for my pain level. And mm-hmm. which, of course, they did pray. And but shortly thereafter, that gentleman came to me and said, "I've got to talk to you. Not only are we going to continue to pray, but I need to take you, if you are willing, to my doctor." And guess what? That was Dr. Tong.
Oh, yeah.
So he is also a patient of Dr. Tong's who has received tremendous relief from his pain.
Mm-hmm.
And so the very next week, he not only recommended, but he actually drove me here because we drive from Hollywood down to Costa Mesa twice a week. So he actually drove me here and brought me here.
Nice of him.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then yes. That's how you found
that's
out.
That's how I got here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So can you tell me a little bit about what you felt after the first treatment?
Well, I must say it was totally revolutionary. It was like nothing I have ever been to or through before.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you that after the very first treatment, my pain level in that back area and arm was 50% of what it had been that morning when I walked in here.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
I really, if it hadn't been my body, I would not have believed it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, I'm very serious. I could not believe it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, so I went home praising the Lord and thanking Dr. Tong.
That's
yeah.
great.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then you also have sinus problems, is that correct?
I do. I have been plagued with chronic sinus problems forever,
mm-hmm.
and I am now getting treatment for my sinuses also.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, about maybe 2 weeks ago, I came in with a sore throat and kind of a beginning of a sinus infection, and by the end of that treatment, the end of that day, I went home, and
you were fine.
It was gone. So I, what can I say? I am now a believer.
It's amazing. Huh?
It is amazing. I'm now a believer.
That's
yes.
Great.
And I'm about to bring my daughter and grandchildren here for, to also benefit in this because I am really now a believer.
That's great. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you seem much more relaxed now. Very clear. Clear-minded.
Yes, I was really stupid when I first came in here. Wasn't I? I mean, the drugs were just
not
making
stupid,
me
just
totally...
Just confused.
Yeah, the drugs were just... I mean, I'm drugged up. I don't know how people work with drugs. But anyway, I now have a clear mind. I'm not taking any drugs whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. And then you're also on the homeopathic drop?
Yes, I am.
Correctly?
I am.
And do you feel any difference with that?
I just began the homeopathic last week. So it's probably a little early, except... I will tell you that I do feel an increased energy level. That's
great.
The first thing I've noticed so
right.
far.
So throughout the day, you don't get as tired?
Absolutely. I used to feel that I needed to fall asleep in the middle of the afternoon
right.
at my desk.
Around 4 o'clock.
But I no longer need, and I don't, you know, that you just said that around 4 o'clock. The other thing is that I don't have that instant craving
for
a sweet at 4 o'clock.
That's
in the
4 o'clock sweet craving.
Right? It's like 3:30, 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. You either need to take a nap or you need a donut. I don't have either one right now. So
that's great.
If that's the beginning of the homeopathic situation, then
usually,
yes, it's working. Okay.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you also have some arthritis.
I do. I do, but I'm hoping that between, you know, Dr. Tong's treatment and the homeopathics and all of that kind of thing, that will start to clear some of that up, too.
Well, you look great right now.
Thank
really.
You. I'm feeling a lot better.
Like a new person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for sharing your story with us.
It's my pleasure.
Okay.
Okay.